Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates. Kids write stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, where we take stories from kids and turn them into awesome sketches and songs. Peter, hello.
Hello, Lee.
Peter, you probably know this already, but we are on summer hiatus right now while we prepare for a very exciting relaunch of the podcast this fall.
I do know that because I work for Story Pirates. We're busy making the podcast better than ever before, and best of all, we will soon be coming to you, our listeners, to ask you to write us some brand new stories.
So keep your eye out for that, and while we're away, we're going to keep putting out episodes with a grab bag of our favorite stories from yesteryear.
And today, we have two Story Pirates classics.
Including one that stars our good friend and one of the founding members of Story Pirates, Kristen Shaw.
But first, here's a story from a fifth grader named Andrew from New York City.
And Andrew's story is called
Steve Francis, six-month-old crime-fighting freak.
Thanks for walking me home from cheerleading practice, Chad.
No problem, Susie. You know, my football practice was over about the same time, and, well, I wouldn't want to watch a pretty young girl like yourself walk through the Upper East Side alone.
Yeah, I mean, it can get pretty dicey up here at night.
Yeah.
Say, did you hear something?
Zombies love to eat brains.
Chad, do something!
Love to eat innocent citizens, savory, flavory brains.
Whoever will save us from these awful zombies!
Look no further! I'll save you! Hi-ya!
Steve Francis? Six-month-old crime-fighting freak?
Could it be? I mean, could it really be?
Steve Francis was a crime-fighting freak. He battled zombies nearly every single day of the week.
He had some muscles,
big as computers.
He wore a diaper,
couldn't be cuter.
Oh, Steve Francis, look at him go. Oh, Steve Francis, we got Francis. Please save the city right now.
Steve Francis, how is it you became a six-month-old crime-fighting freak?
My father is Dr. William Chaplin, inventor of the strength potion.
But Steve, I think fighting is wrong. Why do you do it?
The first zombie ever to be born killed my mother. He was perfect,
There was no way he could be defeated.
There must be some way!
The only thing that ever could defeat him was unicorn's blood. If only I had had some on that fateful day.
He's just tired. Can we keep him?
Absolutely not, Susie. We have to return him to his father, Dr. William Chaplin.
All unicorn's blood, you hold the key to rescue me from the first zombie.
Zombies love to eat brains! Love to eat Steve Rogers! Steve Rogers! Steve Rogers!
Hello, little one, whom I hate. How's your day?
I spent the entire day foiling your evil zombie ninjas. Now I'm going to foil you!
Bring it on!
Take that! Steve
and that!
Francis,
Tiger
Steve
punch!
Francis, Steve Francis.
Baby Abraca! Little
baby Steve!
What the? Oh. Unicorn's blood! Go! Unicorn's blood?
Oh, unicorn's blood, you hold the key to destroy me, the first zombie.
And wherever there is injustice, wherever innocent citizens are threatened, and wherever
zombies are lurking, Steve Francis will be there.
Steve Francis will save you.
Wow, Lee, what were you doing when you were 6 months old?
I certainly was not saving the world from zombies.
Well, maybe you just were and you don't remember it because you were a baby.
Good point. I can't remember anything until I was 15 years old.
I think it's safe to assume that you were saving the world.
Thank you so much.
Hey, no, thank you.
Wow, you're welcome. You know what? Let's do another story.
All right.
This one comes to us from a then kindergartner from Houston, Texas named Sophia.
And Sophia's story is called Abby is Silly.
Abby's mom doesn't let Abby have sleepovers at my house because she is too silly.
Abby's mom,
hi girl,
doesn't let Abby have sleepovers at my house.
That's right.
Because she is too silly.
Abby's mom doesn't let Abby have sleepovers at my house.
She will be able to have sleepovers at your house.
When she is 7, she will be able to have sleepovers at my house. When she is 7, she will be able to have sleepovers at my house.
When I am 7, I will be able to have sleep over.
time should I come over?
Thank you all so much for listening to this week's episode. If you want to see the Story Pirates live in person, you can always come visit us in New York City, where we perform on select Saturdays in Midtown Manhattan. Check out our website, storypirates.com, and click performances at the top for details, times, and tickets.
And don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes so that more people can find the podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Story Pirates. Kids Write Stories. We act them out. Kids write more.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi. Aren't you gonna eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you.
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.